Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jackie Gutierrez. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Benny Ayala. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting 8th. The catcher, Butch Benton. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Neil Heaton. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Ayala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Butler reaches second base with a double. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to third. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Butler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a fly ball towards left. Ayala settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Ayala. Easler moves to second. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a line drive towards the mound. Heaton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Ayala reaches second base with a double. Tabler moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gedman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Barrett moves to third. Gutierrez moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Barrett scores. Gutierrez moves to third. Evans moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3. With the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Butler for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Ayala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gettman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tabler strikes out. Two outs. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ayala strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Carter reaches second base with a double. Butch Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-1 in the game. Benton hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bernazard for the out. Carter moves to third. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-2 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Easler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Gettman to Barrett and they have Franco trapped. The throw over to Buckner, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Thornton moves to second. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ayala hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton scores. Tabler moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-2 in the game. Gedman hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Tom Waddell now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Butch Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-2 in the game. Benton strikes out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-3 in the game. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-3 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waddell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. Mark Clear now pitching. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. Thornton moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Mike Hargrove pinch hits for Otis Nixon. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Tabler moves to second. Bob Stanley now pitching. Johnny LeMaster pinch runs for Mike Hargrove. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to home to get Thornton. Tabler moves to third. LeMaster moves to second. Two outs. Butch Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 3 in the game. Benton takes first base on ball 4. Tabler scores. LeMaster moves to third. Carter moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 3 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Vukovic now playing right field. Joe Carter now playing left field. Mike Fishlin now playing second base. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0 for 3 in the game. Gettman takes first base on ball 4. Ed Jurek pinch runs for Rich Gettman. Rick Miller pinch hits for Marty Barrett. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons pinch hits for Jackie Gutierrez. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Jurek moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.